How are you?
Very good, thanks. Very good. Doing some procedures here at Toroso. Having a good time.
Some procedures. You can tell you've had some press training going on now.
Yeah, no, we've already been doing laps. No, I'm just kidding. No, we are just making a seat and doing all the fun stuff.
Yeah, no, good stuff. I saw the photo. Well, I did an article of you actually in the mold thing for the seat.
Oh yes, yeah, I saw they put something up on the website.
What do? You have to lie in a kind of with some plastic with a mold thing underneath you.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a foam that rises.
Yeah.
and it just gets molded around you basically. So sometimes it's hard getting out of the car. You're pretty much trapped inside this mold. That's when the mechanics come in and cut you out, and you just hope they don't cut anything else.
Parts of you, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, look, it's only going to be a very quick chat. I haven't even written down any questions today. It was just a quick chat to see how things are going with you and how excited you are for this season, because it's getting closer now.
Yes, it is actually. And no, I'm very excited. Well, first test is like just over a week away.
Yeah, can't believe it.
I know, it's come around quick, but it's exciting, very exciting. So I think we're all, you know, the car's almost ready, and we're just all pretty excited to get it on track now. And, you know, I'm sure like all the other drivers there, they believe that they've got a good car underneath them, and we're just waiting to give it hell around, you know, a proper environment.
And are you and Jean-Eric getting on well? Because you seem to be getting on quite well in these video things Eric's been doing with you.
All the little Skype interviews.
Yeah, with all these little connection problems and things like that.
Yeah. No, we spent quite a bit of time together the last week. We had a few events on in Austria, so yeah, it's been all right. You know, we're trying to keep in good spirits, and obviously we're both excited for the year ahead. So I think it's important that we try and save any possible feuds for later on. Sure. But no, we're pretty sensible. We know the testing is very important to get everything right. So we'll try and help each other out.
What about the launch for your car? What's the plan for you guys? Or have you got a plan? Or can you tell me if you've got a plan?
We're pretty much, well, apparently it's not official yet, but I guess it's coming soon, apparently. I guess when it happens, we'll pull off a beautiful cover and do the normal unveiling of the new machine, which I'm quite excited about actually, because growing up, you always see on on TV or on the internet, you know, the drivers with this big car cover, you know, like slowly pulling it off.
Well, you're just gonna whip the thing off really quickly then, in a surprise to annoy the photographers, because they do not like that.
Yeah, I'll make like get a chicken or something under the, I don't know, try and play a magical trick.
So what are you trying to achieve this year? Do you want points consistently? Well, obviously you do want points, but is that realistic?
Yeah, I mean, definitely we would love as many points as we can, but I think it's realistic. You know, if the team improves again from the rate they were going last year, you know, I think it's fair to say the second half of the season was, you know, strong. They definitely improved, and points were becoming much more of a regular thing. So if that, you know, sort of progress is to continue, then I think, you know, we're definitely looking good for some points and, you know, hopefully some strong races. I think the team's best result was a seventh last year, so obviously, you know, it'd be nice to improve on that, and, you know, to get a top six, I think that's a real good achievement, because we all know sort of the top three teams are normally the top three teams, or at least in the last few years. It's been pretty hard to crack the likes of Red Bull, Ferrari and McLaren. But, yeah, I guess we'll try and aim high, but, you know, still be realistic, and we'll assess it more after testing in a week's time.
And last year for Toro Rosso, it seemed to be as though qualifying was a bit of a struggle sometimes, but the race pace was really, really good. But what are they doing this year? What are you guys doing to try and get the qualifying up a bit more, so you haven't got so much work to do on the Sunday?
Yeah, it was strange how it sort of worked, because, a lot of the time it was, you know, just scraping into Q2, and then by Sunday they would have a great race. So I guess Sunday's the important one, so if it means qualifying further back to have an amazing race, then fair enough. But
yeah, I suppose it doesn't really matter.
I'm sure we'll push for Q3 this year, at least at least once, I hope. But no, I mean, I think, we'll try and get on top of the tires, and it could have just been a simple thing. Maybe drivers weren't getting the most out of the tire, or we'll see once we drive it. But obviously, they're confident. Myself and John Arik can do a good job, and we have confidence in ourselves. So yeah, I think that's all it is for now. Until we get the car on track, we just got to try and remain positive and confident that good things will happen.
Have you noticed as well that yourself and Jean-Éric not only are two British F3 champions, but you're also the last two runners-up of World Series by Renault?
Yeah, he's
That's a
pretty
funny
much
one, isn't
copied everything I've done.
it? Ooh.
No. I mean, we obviously not intentionally, but
No, it's true, he has.
he did. The year I left Euro Cup Formula Renault, he continued and he came second.
Yeah.
So mirrored what I'd done, and then he won F3, which I'd done, and then he came second in World Series. So we've pretty much had the same results, more or less in a nutshell, coming up through our junior ranks. So I think that's, everyone's quite excited to see how we go against each other, and they both know how competitive we are. So I think it's going to, it's going to provide a good atmosphere within the team, and definitely we're going to try and raise the bar as high as we can.
But in fairness, if the race is on to get to Red Bull Racing now, you don't really want him copying what you're doing, do
Not really. No, we'll I guess now yeah.
So I wasn't expecting an answer. It wasn't a very fair question.
No, it's all right. It's all right. We'll battle hard, and we'll see who hopefully one of us come out on top at least, but yeah, hopefully that one's me.
And what about you now, Dan? Are you spending more time in Italy? Have you got a place over there for when you're at the factory?
No, don't have a place. The team have a well. There's a hotel we stay at very close, so it's convenient for us when we come here. But yeah, I got asked I think a few days ago if I was gonna come out and live here. But I'm still in England because I still spend quite a bit of time on the simulator. And I think this is the busy time of the year. I mean, when we got the seat fits and the car launch, all that sort of stuff. So we'll spend most of the pre-season here in Italy. But once the season starts, then I mean, we see the team every weekend or second weekend, so there's not much reason to come back to Italy. Maybe a few more times this year, but I'll be on the simulator, let's say, more times than I'll be here. So I think, yeah, I'll to avoid more travelling, I'll stay in England.
And also, of course, from one of those Skype interviews you did, we know how much you love Milton Keynes, so that seems pretty obvious.
Maybe I was drunk. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I've been there now, like, I think everyone, not everyone, but it seems to, everyone's like, oh, Milton Keynes, no way, but it's actually not that bad. Come on.
Nah.
I think it's more the weather associated with England that it's like, oh, but it's so gloomy all the time. Which is true, but when the
Yeah.
weather's nice, it's actually all right.
Talking, I've got to ask you this again, because people keep asking me. Talking of girls on Twitter, they keep asking me, when's Daniel Ricciardo going to join? Can we have an answer?
Yes, actually you can probably get an answer,
Oh,
although
good.
not to I hate to disappoint you, but I'm probably just going to go with a standard Daniel Ricciardo alias and not Aussie Grin.
Well, that's fair enough.
Although it was clever, I appreciate that.
It wasn't my idea anyway.
I don't know if yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Not to get too close with Mr. Webber's one and avoid any conflicts. But I have had a change of heart for 2012, so
Oh, lovely stuff.
I can confirm I will be starting a Twitter. And to be honest, I've been looking at it for this week, so who knows, maybe by the weekend something will be up and running.
Now, there's going to be a lot of people who are very happy, believe me, including me, who won't have to keep answering these questions any longer.
Yes, yeah, I'll keep it entertaining. I probably won't talk much about racing, but no, it'll be fun. And yeah, I guess it's always a competition with your teammate who has the most followers, so I look forward to that one. I mean, I haven't really used it, or obviously I haven't used it, but I haven't really spent much time on it, but
Nah.
I guess I'll figure it out soon enough.
Yeah, no, so anyway, I'll just get back to a sensible question. For the start of the season, we're in Melbourne, obviously, so you're going to be close to home. Is that going to make a difference to you? You're going to feel a bit more comfortable, do you think?
I think so, or at least it'll put a even bigger smile on my face.
An even bigger one, yeah.
Being in the home country, and I think a lot of Perth is coming over. Probably 50% of the state is going to come over
Great.
to watch the race. So I'll definitely have a lot of supporters, which is nice. So not that I'll need extra motivation, but if I'm lacking it at any stage, then I think I'll recover it pretty easily. So I'm really, really, really excited. I think I'm quite gifted to have the first one of the year at home.
Yeah, no, sure, I don't blame you. It's going to be incredible. And realistically, what are we aiming for? Are we going for the top 10 straight away? Because it's usually a bit of a hectic race there anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, you gotta aim where gotta aim big, go where the party's at, so the
Yeah.
party's where the points are. That
Good quote there.
one was on the spot, that
Yeah,
was
you have to be taking my job soon.
good. But no, definitely. I enjoyed the track last year. I
Yeah.
really enjoyed Friday practice, so it always helps when you enjoy the layout of a circuit. I think it'll give me bit of definitely something to look forward to,
Yeah.
which I have been since December. So yeah, we'll aim for points. That's pretty much it.
No, fantastic. So now it's just to give everyone an idea, it's 2:20 on Monday, the 30th of January. So what's the plan for you now between the launch and now, basically?
I've got another few days in Italy, and then I'll be back in England. I think over the weekend, not sure yet if I'm required on the simulator, and then heading out to Jerez. I guess it's early next week. I might even leave Sunday, I think, but the flights are they're not direct there, so yeah, I think I'm leaving Sunday just to save a bit of confusion on the Monday.
I was going to ask actually, do you organise all your own? I mean, I guess the team obviously covers it all for you, but is it up to you when you want to go over?
Yeah, the team organises it and maybe propose us with sort of what they think are the best ones. But yeah, if we want to make some changes to that, then I guess we're welcome to, as long as it doesn't cost an extra £5,000 or something.
As long as you don't want to go Club World with BA or something.
Yeah.
Okay, look, fair enough. I'll let you get on.
And once I get the old Twitter up and running, I'll try and spread the word so I can try and overtake John Arik as soon as possible.